Welcome to episode 28 of the Transforma tu Inglés Profesional podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Smith. Today, I will be talking with Alistair, an amazing coach from my team, all about why the difference between I don't care and I don't mind is so fundamental, why I don't care is often used incorrectly by Spanish speakers, why Alistair has a strange tea drinking habit for an Englishman, but he doesn't care, and why you should never say I don't care to your boss. This podcast is aimed at helping you push your business English communication skills to the next level so that you can grow professionally and achieve your international career goals. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Enjoy! Hi, everyone. Today, what we're going to do is something that is connected to the previous episode where we were talking about different ways to think about I think. And one of those particular ways was to say to my mind. Now, when we went through that process, we actually kind of came across an expression that is very important in English, which is I don't mind. And the problem there is that I don't mind often gets confused with I don't care. And it's a very, very, very important point to make clear to all of you, because sometimes this particular type of mistake can be very costly. So as usual, I'm here with Alistair. Hi, Alistair.
Hi, Daniel. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Fantastic. So what we're going to do is, rather than start with I don't mind, we're going to start probably with the more dangerous version of those two, which is I don't care, right? Mm-hmm. And this is important to consider because, you know, it just can create a really tricky problem, right? It can cause a situation where that's very uncomfortable. So what we thought we would do is we actually would translate I don't care specifically for our listeners, right? And what would be the translation of I don't care for you?
Well, we came up with three, and listeners, again, as we always say, please, we like the feedback. If you can think of any others, let us know. And again, it could be different. This is Spanish in Spain, as always, as we live in Spain. So any South American listeners, let us know if you use these or you have others. So the ones we came up with were me importa un bledo, me importa un pimiento, y me importa un pepino. And also, you would probably have a certain tone of voice, which I didn't really express there. So you probably say, me importa un bledo, me importa un pimiento, or that kind of slightly aggressive or angry tone of voice. And that is the equivalent of I don't care, which you would also say with I don't care in that kind of quite abrupt, slightly aggressive, angry tone of voice also because of the meaning.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So that I hope makes it really clear about what exactly the translation is of I don't care, right? And our clients often use I don't care, but they use it with a very light tone, like they say I don't care.
Yeah,
okay? Most of the time is quite clear that they're trying to say I don't mind, but they are actually using the wrong terminology,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, because of the tone of voice and the context. You know, absolutely, that they're not saying I don't care, because that is quite...
That's right.
For reasons we'll explain. Well, from the Spanish translations we've given, that's not appropriate and can be quite offensive or rude or aggressive. But they're saying it, as you said, in a normal... They're saying, and I might ask them a question about they have a preference for some kind of food. You prefer pizza or sushi? They might say, I don't care. And then I know that they've made a mistake in translation. You say, no, you wouldn't say I don't care. Say, I don't mind, meaning I don't have a particular preference. It's the same to me, one or the other. I like them both.
Yes.
Is the meaning.
Now, we discussed this, and probably the problem and the source of this is the fact that in the mind of our clients, they probably have something like no me importa or me da igual, something like that, right? Mm. And then they just translate that directly to I don't care. Right. So it's an issue of translation, really. Okay. Yeah. But in this particular case, that is not the, we don't want to go to that particular phrase, because in English that particular phrase is quite rude, and you don't want to use that, especially in a formal context, right?
Yeah, and definitely not in a business context.
That's right.
So you would never, right. Well, never, unless it's appropriate in a particular context, you would not say that to your colleagues, your boss, or in a business meeting. Would be very, very bad, and give a very bad That's image, right. And would confuse people probably also. Apart from exactly. They could be offended. But to go back to the translation, we were also talking about this before recording, and this is something we're not 100% sure about. So again, listeners, get in touch and let us know your opinion, that the may part could actually be a crucial difference in Spanish. So maybe our clients are thinking no importa or da igual, and then translating that to I don't care, which is incorrect. Yeah. It would be I don't mind. If they That's were right. thinking, no me importa, or me da igual, especially if that is the tone of voice they have in their mind, I don't care would possibly be the correct translation. It would That's be right. appropriate, but this is a gray That's area right. we're not quite so sure about. Yes. The tone of voice has a big, it's the reason you're saying it, and the tone of voice is very important, why you would choose one or the other. And I think in That's Spanish right. would be the same, exactly. which is why it doesn't make much sense, as we just said before, if one of our clients says in a very friendly, nice tone of voice, oh, I don't care. Because you say, I don't think that's what you want to say, because it doesn't sure. sound right. If you're going to say, I don't care, you'd say it in a totally, with a very different tone of voice. No? Exactly. I don't care, for example.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good actor, but more or less.
No, but we definitely get the idea there. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, and so I think that's the key message that we want to get across to our listeners, really, is that the idea and the frequency that you would use I don't care should be extremely minimal.
Yeah.
Minimal. Maybe never, yes, because you're always going to be kind of giving off a message that really it's not important for you, whatever that person may have asked you. If you say, I don't care, it's not really important. You're placing zero importance on it. So definitely in a business context, I don't think there'll be ever a situation where you would say, I don't care.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to think of one. Well, usually it's in some kind of argument.
So
in your private
right.
life, some disagreement with your partner or a friend about something, and you're angry, you're not happy with them about, and what you're showing your displeasure or your total lack of interest in what they're proposing. When you say, I don't care, so it's like, oh, would you like to go for a walk? We could go, or would you like to go to the cinema? And you say, I don't care. Which is basically saying, as I don't want to be with you and I don't want to do either of those things with you, it's the same to me which one we do.
Yeah.
So it's because you're not happy with them, or you've just had an argument. I don't know. There's something wrong. No? And the person would be like, oh, sorry, what's wrong? What have I said? What have I done? Are you angry with
exactly.
me? So in a business context, it's hard to think an argument with one of your colleagues could be.
Yes.
Yeah, but not in a sort of meeting or a negotiation with your clients or customers or with your boss would be very inappropriate.
Absolutely. So in making it very, very clear that I don't care is not right, we should then move to the one that everybody should be using much, much more, right? Which is I don't mind, right? I don't mind is the one that you're looking for, okay? If you want to be polite and you're kind of going down that route and you're kind of heading towards I don't care because that is the translation in your mind, try to swap over and try to go to I don't mind instead of the I don't care, right?
And the I don't mind perfectly fits the polite, friendly tone of voice.
Absolutely,
so
yes.
you would never say I don't mind in an aggressive, well, maybe, but very unusual, you would say I don't mind in an aggressive or rude tone of voice. You say, oh, somebody's offering you, pizza or sushi. You go, oh, I don't mind. You choose. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't have any particular preference and it's the same for me. But you're not angry. You're not, there's nothing negative in that. And the person would not be offended. They just say, oh, okay, pizza. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
In the way when, When you're saying, I don't mind, you're kind of also showing you have a certain level of flexibility, right?
Yeah,
it's just like, exactly. I don't mind. It's like, whatever you prefer, you're kind of, we were talking about this also in a way, is kind of you're putting the ball back into their court, right? Hmm. So you're kind of saying, you know, I don't mind, I'm flexible. So you can make the decision, right? In that way.
That's a key point. Yeah. That's what it means, isn't it? Saying, I'm flexible. I don't have a strong preference one way or the other because
That's
I like
right.
both equally. Therefore, I'm giving the choice back to you. So the ball back
yes.
in your court, as going back to a very early episode of the podcast.
Yes.
So that's what it means, isn't it? It's basically, I'm flexible on this subject. Which restaurant do you prefer, this or this? I don't mind. I like both. You choose.
Yeah. Yeah. And we kind of came up with Spanish translations of I don't mind, which we thought could be quite interesting, which we came up with es lo mismo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Es lo mismo o lo que sea. Now, both of those, of course, I'm saying them in a friendly tone, and it could also be like we could make them obviously less friendly. But I think with that tone, that kind of gives the idea of what I don't mind means, right? It's just super flexible. You're being really adapting to the other person almost.
Exactly.
Right?
And this is the bit we're not sure about, is that maybe you could say in a friendly tone of voice, no importa, or oh, da igual, in that tone of voice. And as you're not saying that no me importa or no, or me da igual, which sounds, I think, more aggressive. And this is something that listeners could clarify for us. So if you don't say the me and you say it in a friendly tone of voice, perhaps no importa and da igual could be also acceptable to translate I don't mind.
Yeah. I don't mind. Yeah. Yeah. But I think that will be clear for our listeners. Absolutely. Yeah. So this is what we're getting to. We're basically saying pretty much 99% of the time you're going to be looking for I don't mind. And that is the safe one. That means that you're going to have no problems at all.
You're always safe with that one. You're never going to get into trouble with somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Exactly.
But the other one, you have to be very sure that's what you want to say.
Exactly.
Because of the situation you're in or the context.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is how we would describe the difference between the two. And so to make it even a little bit clearer, we thought we would come up with two little anecdotes related to this particular point that we're trying to get across to you today. So the first one is all about Alistair's tea drinking habits, right, Alistair?
Or lack of tea drinking habits.
I'm
English, and as everybody knows, English people are obsessed with drinking tea. We are a tea drinking nation, and we consume some incredible amount of. I think I read once that it works out as an average of, I can't remember, hundreds or thousands of cups of tea per year per person.
Oh right,
something
like
7 or 8 cups of tea a day for every single person in the country. Something absolutely unbelievable. So English people in general, it's true, we fit the stereotype that we drink a lot of tea. However, I don't fit the stereotype, so I'm not a stereotypical English person. So I dislike tea strongly. I hate tea. Well, I don't like tea, and I never drink tea, and I've never liked it. So I'm a coffee drinker. And the strange thing is my wife, who is Spanish, doesn't particularly like coffee, drinks it very rarely, and she loves tea. In particular, English tea bags. Yeah, so she's a tea drinker, so very weird. An English person who drinks coffee and doesn't like tea, and a Spanish person who doesn't particularly like coffee and loves tea. So we are, each of us are the opposite or the contradiction to our stereotype, if you like.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. So if I asked you the question of like, oh, Alistair, would you like tea or coffee? You probably wouldn't say, I don't mind.
No, I wouldn't. So, unless I was trying to be very, very polite.
Ah, yeah, exactly. Maybe if I was somebody super important, like imagine I was the queen or something like that, right? And then probably you would say, I don't mind, because you want to keep her happy, right?
Yes. Or the king, as we have now, to be topical.
The king now, of course. Yes. Absolutely, yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. Or someone very important in your company, a big boss. So if you don't want to cause any problems, I could pretend that I like tea, which is not true.
Sure.
And I could just say, oh, I don't mind. And then they could give me tea and I just have to drink it. And not say anything, no, but that would be very unusual.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you know a person, it's a family member, a friend, you don't need to pretend that you don't like something. So I just say, coffee, please. I just say openly, oh, I don't like tea, coffee.
Yeah.
if you've got confidence, if you trust that person. So no, I wouldn't say in most cases I don't mind. I would state my preference for coffee quite clearly.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas for me, it's kind of more like a 50-50 situation. Mm-hmm. I kind of like tea and I like coffee. So if somebody asked me, then I could literally say, I don't mind, whichever's available. You know, whichever ones you're
having. Whatever's
the
easiest for you. There's a good phrase, Nings. Whatever you're having.
Yeah.
Is a classic in English, to be polite. So you're saying, you know, I don't want to put you to any trouble to make something special just for me. So if you're making tea, I'll have tea. If you're making coffee, I'll have coffee.
Yeah.
So in that sense, you don't, you're flexible to come back.
Absolutely.
You're being flexible and you don't want to cause anyone any problems. No. Okay. Yeah. I don't mind. Whichever is easiest for you, whatever you're having.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Very English response. Yeah. No, we tend to be.
Absolutely.
In general,
yes.
Like that. You know, oh no, I don't want to be any trouble. I don't want to cause you. No.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that point, and maybe we can give our listeners more advice about that type of thing, because that is a very, very maybe British thing to do. Yeah. I'm not sure. But it's kind of always that response that kind of avoids offense, kind of like to the utmost, let's say, and to just give the, to give as many options back to the person who's asking
as possible.
You, not to be as polite as possible.
Yeah, it's like, the way we tend to be brought up by our parents, at least our generation now. I don't know.
Sure,
maybe it's changed. But
So,
you know, it'd be quite considered a little bit rude to sort of, the example I gave, I say, oh, I hate tea. I don't like it. Coffee. It's like, oh, don't say, you know, don't be so strong with you. Just say, oh, I don't mind. And even if you don't like tea, you drink it. Shut up and drink it. It's very in English, maybe more English than British, perhaps.
Maybe, maybe.
Or very
British,
I don't know. But
yeah, it's difficult to say. Yeah, but
it's how well you know the person. If it's a stranger or somebody you don't know very well, your natural inclination as a British or English person would be that. No, I don't mind.
Yeah.
But obviously, if it's somebody I know or a friend, I have no problem just to say, oh, no, I don't drink tea. I don't like it. Coffee, please.
Yeah.
Putting the please in, of course, to continue being polite.
Absolutely.
Please and
absolutely,
thank you. Very important for in our education.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And of course, that just comes down to the question of where the idea of being direct or less direct, right? And that is an important issue in general, especially in business context as well. You might think that, you know, it's really important to be quite direct so that people get a message, but sometimes even, you know, there's some you have to read between the lines, which I think is also a Spanish expression.
Yeah.
You can't necessarily just base all of them the idea of the message that you're getting on the exact words that the person is saying. You might have to read between the lines as well.
Yeah.
Especially,
well, I've actually had some clients in the past comment on this and say they prefer to deal with maybe Americans. They say Americans in business are much more direct. They say exactly what they think.
Sure.
Where they say dealing with British people is like you never know what they really think. It's like they say one thing, but maybe think something else. And you've got to interpret between the lines. Do they really like this thing or not? Because they're going to say they like it just to be polite.
Absolutely. Exactly.
So it can be confusing.
Exactly right.
And I think most people say, no, just tell me what you think.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. So there you go. There's a very interesting little story about Alistair's tea drinking habit or non-tea drinking habit, let's say.
Exactly.
But we also had another small anecdote, right? Mm. Which is more of a business anecdote where your boss might ask you a question, right, Alistair?
Yes. So your boss could say to you, I'm going on a business trip next week to New York. Would you like to go with me?
Right.
Giving you an opportunity, you know, for an import to go to New York first and maybe to be involved in an important negotiation, which could be very good for your career, you know, or your image. So of course, what would your answer be to your boss if he asked you that or she asked you that question? What would be the appropriate response?
The appropriate response would be, of course, I don't mind, right? Okay. I mean, of course.
Well, you could just say yes.
Really, say yes.
Thank you
very
much.
You could say yes, of course. Yes, yes. But, or you could be where they give you an option. Maybe they say, would you like to travel on a plane with me or would you like to travel by yourself? You know, and there you could say, well, I'm not really 100% sure. So you could say, I don't mind. I could go with you or travel on a different plane.
I don't have a particular preference. Whatever is best for you or the company or the cheapest option.
That's right.
Maybe.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you're trying to be flexible.
You are. But the incorrect response here would be, I don't care, right? I don't care in this particular context would really be. That's right.
He would not be happy with that, or she would not be happy with that response. They say, What? No. You don't care? So you're not interested in going to a meeting in New York with me?
That's right.
So that would be a mark in the against your name, knowing that.
That's right. Absolutely.
Because what you're saying basically is to your boss is, I have no interest whatsoever in going to New York to this meeting with you or without you. And therefore, yes, it's the same to me.
That's right.
So it's basically saying, I'm not interested in my job, really, or progressing, or.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would not go down well with your boss. So you have to be very careful in that situation.
Yeah. To go down well is also a very English expression. Yeah. To go down well, it means that, is like that they wouldn't like it.
Yeah,
they
would not think be received well. No.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So really nice. Now, we did cover just trip and travel there. Yes. I mean, maybe we should just cover that very, very quickly, because that's also something that is a very, very common mistake. So just a little bit of a bonus in this particular episode. Yeah. What's the main problem with the trip and travel?
Yeah. And it connects with the previous episode. I think near the end, we did say something about, trip. We were talking about falling over an object in the street, for example, which you can also say to trip over something. And I commented that there is a play on words you can make in English as a funny or silly comment is somebody trips over something in the street and you say, did you enjoy your trip? Or how was your trip? And they're like, ha, 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 very funny.
Yeah.
Because it's not very funny, really, but it's just something you say. And we said, the problems with trip and travel. But it's too complicated to talk about now. So coming back to it, this is the appropriate moment. Another big, big common error of our clients you hear all the time say, I'm going on a business travel to New York, or I've just been on a business travel or on a travel, talking about their holidays.
Sure.
And of course, it's not a travel, it's a trip.
That's
a business trip. So why is that, Daniel? What is the problem here?
Well, the real problem here is the getting the difference between trip and travel very, very clear, right? And when we consider travel, we have to consider it as a verb, okay? So you can't say business travel, because then you're using that particular word that's actually a verb. So you have to say business trip, because a trip is a noun, right? You can use travel. You can say, I'm traveling to New York next week. That's fine.
Because it's a verb.
Because it's a verb, that's absolutely fine. But what you have to be careful is that you don't use travel in the wrong context, right? When you should actually be using trip, the noun.
Yeah,
correct?
So you never say the travel or a travel as a substantive, no, as a noun. But it's very easy to do that for a Spanish speaker, because, of course, in Spanish is viajar, the verb, and the noun is un viaje. So directly the noun comes from the verb. So it's natural for a Spanish speaker to think, un viaje must be a travel, logically.
That's right.
But unfortunately, it isn't. No. It's not logical. We change the word to a trip or a business trip.
Yeah.
So a travel is wrong. Travel could be an adjective. So you can actually say a travel book, a travel guide, a travel magazine. And then you're using travel as an adjective to describe the type of book, magazine, or whatever. So that's acceptable.
Yeah.
But not, I'm going on a travel to New York or a business travel next week.
Yeah.
This is the mistake. Very, very common error.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Perfect. All right. So I think that hopefully that will make it really, really clear for all our listeners to get an idea about what the difference is between I don't care and I don't mind. So the real summary here is that you should really try to avoid I don't care as much as you possibly can. Mm. And kind of think in your mind when you're getting to that situation where you want to say I don't care, choose the alternative, which is I don't mind, because then it really will give you a phrase that will always be polite, will always give flexibility, will always shine a positive light on the situation, right? And so, it's like a little bit like a savior, whereas the other one is a really
dangerous,
big trap, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And it could cost you. It could cost you a lot.
It could cost you your job, or at least.
Yeah. Mm. Or imagine that you're negotiating a contract and suddenly you say, I don't care. I mean, it's like it's really
it's completely opposite of what you want to say, really, isn't it? Because
absolutely, yes.
So it's like you're negotiating the price, the cost. They say, I don't care. They say, if you don't care, we'll just make it $1 million. I mean, we'll put whatever price we like, because as you have no preference and you don't care. So there is no negotiation effectively if you say, I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you said something like, I don't care in a negotiation, you could also assume that maybe you don't want to negotiate anymore and they walk away as well.
You're walking away from it and say, well, I don't care.
Yeah.
We're not going to sign this contract. And then we're saying, but it's very important. Yeah, I don't care. Meaning I'm so angry with this situation or unhappy about what's happening in this negotiation that I'm no longer interested in it. So yeah, I'm walking away from it and I'm, you know, bye bye.
Yeah. And again, remember those Spanish translations, right? Which, of course, work here in Spain. I'm not so sure in other areas of the world that are also Spanish speaking.
South American.
Yeah, but, you know, imagine that you said, me importa un pepino in a negotiation. I mean, it's just really would be quite
very inappropriate.
Unusual.
Unless that's what
very
you mean.
Inappropriate.
I mean,
of course,
there is a context where you could want to say that, but you need to be very confident that that is what you want to say. Because if you make a mistake where you really want to say, oh, I don't mind, and you say, I don't care, then you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Absolutely. So there you are. That was today's episode, all about trying to help you not to use I don't care, because hopefully it will, you know, this episode will give you that opportunity to think of another alternative, which is much, much better. Okay, so I think that's it for today. So thanks a lot, Alistair. It was amazing as usual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. A pleasure as always.
Absolutely. So I guess I'll see you again next week.
I hope so. Yes, see you next week. Bye.
All right.
Cheers.
All right. Cheers. See you then. Bye-bye. Bye.